And a warning, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are advised that this story contains the name of an Indigenous person who has died, used with the permission of their family. As more vigils are to be held this week for Indigenous man, Kamanji White, who died in custody in Alice Springs, there's been yet another death in custody. An investigation has been launched by NT Police after an Indigenous man died at Royal Darwin Hospital on Saturday. The 68-year-old man had been in the hospital's intensive care unit since May 30th after being taken into custody by Australian Federal Police officers at Darwin Airport. Robert Tickner is the chair of the Justice Reform Initiative and, of course, is former Federal Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Affairs in the Hawke and Keating governments. Robert Tickner, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
How do you reflect on these two deaths in custody in the past few days?
Well, I reflect very deeply about them and about the history that has got Australia into the position it's currently in. And as you would remember, 34 years ago, the Deaths in Custody Royal Commission was tabled. And that had the support of every state government, Liberal, Labor, left, right, in its recommendations that essentially found that Aboriginal people were not dying in custody in numbers disproportionate to their level of representation in prisons and in police custody. The problem was the massive over-representation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the system. That was the problem. And that was the problem that every state government, Liberal, Labor, left, right, all agreed to tackle. Sadly, what has happened in the 34 years since the Royal Commission report was tabled is that we have played these law and order political games in Australia. We have followed the American model. We have used this issue as a political football. And governments have told us that they're tough on crime because they build more prisons, more and more youth detention centres, and we've now reached the stage where we spend $7 billion in Australia just in the running costs of our prisons and another $1 billion on youth detention centres. And the evidence is that it does not reduce crime. The evidence is, the hard evidence, is that it makes it more likely when children are sentenced to youth detention and more likely when people are sentenced to prison that further crimes will be committed. So what we have to do is do what the Royal Commission said, shift away from increasing our incarceration rates and instead significantly reduce them and invest in the alternatives that break the cycle of incarceration, that make our communities safer. That's what our politicians should be saying and doing.
What do you think about the repeated failure of governments to put the recommendations of the Indigenous Deaths in Custody report into practice?
Well, I repeat again that what we've seen right around the country, including in current times, is our politicians telling the people that they are tough on crime. And they show that by arresting more people, and including more young people, vastly increasing the expenditure on prisons and youth detention centres, when we know from that Royal Commission and its findings, and I repeat again, accepted by every government in Australia, Liberal, Labor, right across the political spectrum, said that that will not work to reduce incarceration. So instead of being tough on crime, our politicians are being, I believe, incredibly dishonest with the public because they know that they're implementing policies which will not make our communities safer. And if you go to our Justice Reform Initiative website, you will see in every state and territory we've produced comprehensive reports on what does work to make our communities safer. You know, there are so many Aboriginal organisations and indeed non-Aboriginal organisations that are able to run programs that divert kids from getting into trouble with the law. Programs which can literally reduce the numbers of people reoffending when they come out of prison by 65%. Now, that's the evidence of what you can do if you stop investing all this taxpayer money in prisons and youth detention centres. There's still going to be those places in existence, but we are now approaching absolute record levels of incarceration in this country, and in many cases have exceeded them. That's bad public policy. It's bad expenditure of public money. And when you hear your politician tell you that they're tough on crime, that translates to one word, phony and two words, phony and dishonest. And that's what we have to turn around. Look at the Royal Commission recommendations and let's get this on the national agenda. This should be at the heads of government meetings. Now, I don't know whether people understand just what a waste of expenditure it is to send people to prison not once, not twice, but sometimes three times in a year, going around like a revolving door, costing $120,000 a year for every adult in incarceration, and $1 million plus for every child in youth detention for a year. You know, for that amount of money, you could employ a psychologist for the child full time. You could send them to the most expensive private school. You could send them to holidays on the Swiss Riviera and still spend less money than we currently spend sending that child to youth detention for a year. You know, it's an absurd waste of public money.
Robert Tickner, thank you for your time on Breakfast this morning.
Thank you so much.
Robert Tickner is the chair of the Justice Reform Initiative and, of course, a former Federal Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Affairs in the Hawke and Keating governments.
This is ABC Radio National.